Here at the Bear Crop Science Respect the Rotation event, we just heard a little bit about the situation in the South. And could you introduce yourself for me, please?
My name's Ford Baldwin.
And you're from Arkansas?
I am from Arkansas.
So you talked about the situation in the South as far as resistant weeds is concerned. Can you summarize that a little bit?
Well, the story I try to tell in the Midwest is how we basically have lost the world's greatest herbicide technology in the South in Roundup Ready, and how if the Midwest farmer gets proactive now, I think you guys still have a chance to save that technology. I think that'll also have a big impact on some of the new technologies coming along, like Liberty Link or maybe even the dicamba or 2,4-D technology later, because we've got to get smarter than losing technologies one at a time because we're running out.
Well, specifically, you talked about first of all, glyphosate has failed on driver weeds. Tell us about that.
Sure. I mean, it's failed on Palmer pigweed. It's failed on water hemp. It's failed on ryegrass. It's failed on ragweed. It's failed on mare's tail. And the driver weeds are the ones, if you don't control them, nothing else matters, because Palmer pigweed will control all the other weeds. And, I mean, it's driving up our production costs tremendously. It's taking efficiency away from us that we gained with Roundup Ready. It's affecting rental agreements. We're having farms taken away from people. We're having landlords that can't rent farms because a good farmer doesn't want to come in and take on the mess. I don't know whether it's affected land values or not yet, but I think it can get to the point where it will. And, I mean, we've got a serious issue across this whole country that a lot of the think tank people and a lot of the smart folks just simply don't seem to get it.
And the key is rotation.
The key is rotation. The key is first being proactive. You know, a weed doesn't have a brain. Surely we can be smarter than a weed. But right now we're letting the weeds dictate what we do. We're using what we've been using till it doesn't work anymore. You know, we've got to get proactive and change our program before we get in trouble. The other thing is diversity. The other thing is trying to figure out how many different ways can we do things on the farm? How many different technologies can we use? How many different herbicide mode of action? What about our crop rotation, our tillage rotation, control and escape, soil seed bank management? The days of easy weed control and cheap weed control are over, whether we want to believe it or not.
Well, here in the Midwest, you're encouraging us to get ahead of what the situation is in the South. But as far as the situation in the South is concerned, can you come back from this?
Yeah, we're not going to quit farming. It's going to be difficult. We're hoping some of these new technologies come through. Nothing's going to be what Roundup Ready used to be. I mean, if we're looking for what Roundup Ready used to be, no, we're not going to come back from that. But we're not going to quit farming. But I'll tell you, as I travel the Midwest, I don't see that many soybean fields that don't have some scattered weeds in them. I see the streaks. I see the patches. And I'm not standing in Arkansas right now. I'm in Collinsville, Illinois, and it's grown up a situation as I've seen at home. And I see other examples of that in the Midwest. I get into some areas in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana that look every bit as bad as what we have. So, you know, if people are sitting back thinking this is a southern thing, they've got their head buried in the sand.
Here at the Bear Crop Science Respect the Rotation event in Collinsville, Illinois, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.